The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. Crystal Gayle on Real Country and Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue brings us up to 8:45, and every Friday morning at 8:45 we do our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series, and every Friday Noah joins me for it because it's a special day, right, Noah?
Well, every Friday morning, it's a highlight of my week, and I know yours too.
It really, really is. We've been doing this a long time, and we've got some special guests in our studio we'll introduce to you. But first, let's talk a little real estate news.
Well, and before we do that, again, the reason it's so important for us to sponsor the Hometown Hero Series, again, the people that make this community better and give back and serve the community, I mean, it's amazing how contagious that is. And when you share some good news, I mean, we hear that from people when they come here, visit here, they want to move here, but they are just overwhelmed with the people they meet, the kindness, the generosity, and then, you know, all the things that our area has to offer. It's no surprise. I mean, the people that are coming into our area.
It's really true. And we not only do the Friday George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero, but every Thursday you're on the radio and other stations in the market too. And you're meeting and talking about and talking with other people in our community who are really heroes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, we do have so many unsung heroes among us in our community. So it's a privilege to be here.
Yeah.
The market continues to move. Our average single-family home price in Henderson County, $535. Average single-family home price in Henderson County, $535. And that's in spite of these interest rates, and it's because the demand, like we're talking about, people are moving here. Also, fascinatingly, almost 40% of our sales in Henderson County are purchased with cash. Cash sales, so I mean, the demand continues. We're averaging about 120 single-family homes a month selling in Henderson County. Low inventory levels, just right about 300 active homes on the market, single-family homes. So supply and demand, we are going to typically seasonally adjust it. We see in the spring even more demand than during the winter, but on the average over the last 12 months, we've been averaging 122 single-family homes a month. Very grateful. I mean, we're located in Flat Rock. We serve all of Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina, and we have an incredible group of agents. We're now at 25 agents.
That's
and
amazing.
Very thankful, serving the community through real estate.
That's a full house you got out there. Well, it's that attraction of the food you have.
It's a dangerous location. You have Hubba Hubba Barbecue, Campfire Grill, Wrinkled Egg, Flat Rock Bakery. So stop by. We'll get you a cup of coffee, and love to visit with you.
Well, welcome with me, if you will, Shanna Dotson and Stephanie Brackett, National Telecommunicators Week, and we have grabbed up a couple of telecommunicators to talk to. You ladies are kind of representing the whole telecommunicator industry here in Henderson County, and it's a pleasure to meet and talk with you both. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to meet you both. We talk in the early morning hours, a lot of us here. That's a 24/7 job. I mean, 365. There's somebody always at 911, right?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been doing this job, Stephanie?
I was a dispatcher for 16 years and just recently moved into the public information officer for the sheriff's office.
So okay.
I've changed roles slightly, but I still work part-time as a dispatcher.
Okay. And Shanna, you?
For about 8 years.
8 years? Mm-hmm. Wow. You've run into a lot of different situations in that time, I'm sure, both of you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the most that stand out in your memory of calls you received or things that have happened while you were on your watch. What comes to mind?
One call that I had that I can talk about, that I've talked a couple times about, actually, that stuck with me. I had a girl who was in a fire. Her house had caught fire. She was trapped in her bedroom and couldn't get out, so I had to talk her through how to find a window in the smoke and be able to get out through the window and go meet with the responders outside. And luckily, she did make it out with no injuries. Unfortunately, her home was a total loss, but she was able to be saved and, like I said, no injuries, so we were very thankful for that. And after that happened, I was actually able to meet her in person.
Oh,
and
wow.
That experience was just, it was worth it all. It was great. It was an amazing wow. experience.
Shanna, you folks are put into a situation a lot of times where as you're awaiting the arrival of officers and medical people, you guys have got to talk some folks through some bad stuff, don't you?
We do, a lot of times, yes.
What type of situations have you run into?
A lot of times in the community, we have, you know, people that have mental health problems. And sometimes they just want to be able to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to just take the time to, you know, keep them on the phone and, you know, maybe it's talking about, you know, their dog or what they've done that day or, you know, things like that, just to, you know, keep them calm and talking in order to, a lot of times, de-escalate a situation.
Yeah. One of the things that... and Noah, pull that mic back around. I visited you guys, I don't know, it's been a year ago or so. I remembered to stop and buy a dozen donuts and take them up to the telecommunicators office and meet you guys and a lot of you guys at that time. And what I learned and what I took away from that visit is that it's a team, that you guys are the inside part of that team, and you're working with the team that's on the outside part, and there are different teams that go along, different dispatchers, different officers, but you guys are together as a team, right?
Yes. Our overall goal is the same, but we do have some, we split it up. One works fire and EMS, one works the law channel, but we all answer 911, and we're all cross-trained to be able to work the radio while we're on the phone. But the overall goal of sending people to help is the same, and we do work as a team together very closely.
How many different agencies do you accept calls for? When we call 911, and some people may need an ambulance, some people may need a fire, somebody need to be police, what? Tell us, straighten that out for us.
Well, we take all 911 calls for the county. Anything that has to do with the city police, we do forward on to Huntersville City Police. They dispatch them themselves. Also, they dispatch Laurel Park Police. But we dispatch for all sheriff's office needs, fire and medical.
Okay.
I mean, it's incredible. Let's give some context. I mean, you guys have a team of 22. Is that right? And this is... upcoming National Public Safety Telecommunications Week, and we're so honored to have you both here, and again honor your incredible team. I mean, some of the information you guys gave, I mean, you guys are averaging some 500 calls a day, and this is 24/7, 365. It's absolutely incredible. And what you were saying, again, just being that calm connection to the person to de-escalate it, but just to make them feel assured and rest assured, you know, help's on its way, and you know, to help them and guide them and give them some hope. I mean, you guys are really the front lines of, you know, that first interaction, you know, before you know, people arrive on site.
Right.
Absolutely incredible. Now, here's something: is it only phone calls to 911, or can people text 911?
Text to 911 is available.
That's amazing. I'm sure with technology, or if there's cell service, not you know, if it's spotty cell service, but someone can text, I mean, you guys can respond to that as well.
Yes.
Hey, Noah, I got to tell you, I walked away from there, too, thinking that their control room is like a radio station on steroids, man. It is, you guys have got your fingers on the pulse of everything right there, and you're all in the same room. There's like, how many of you in this?
There's four to a shift, and then we do have extra people that help throughout for our peak hours and things like that. And we sit at a station that has 7 computer screens at it, so we have to monitor 7 screens at one time, keeping up with all the units and the calls that are going on and things like that.
Gosh, that's amazing. And it was a very, when I was there, it was a very quiet, kind of a dark atmosphere in the place, and I was there in the middle of the day. Are you able to tell us where you're located here in Hendersonville? Maybe not. Yeah, okay.
Sure. So we're located at the sheriff's office. We do have a separate room per se. It's almost like a building within a building, but they keep us in that building to help keep the noise down a little bit, so there's not a lot of background noise, and we can concentrate on what needs to be done.
Yeah. And of course, emergency power, and I mean, that place will keep going. We'll keep going.
So both of you are local. You went to school here, grew up here. I'm just curious, where was the influence in either of your lives to do this? Had you been exposed to this, or like, did you have other family members in law enforcement or EMS or firefighters? I mean, I'm just curious each of yours story as to how you went into this path of serving the community through the telecommunications department.
I actually got into this because I'm married to one of the firemen here, my husband, Matt Brackett. He works full-time at Dana Fire Department. He's the one that got me introduced to this. Once I met another fellow telecommunicator and sat with her for a couple hours, I fell in love with it. Never looked back, and it's been the best job since. I absolutely love it. So,
Shanna, how did you get introduced to it?
I actually was introduced to it by our director now, Johnny Duncan. He influenced me to apply. I had no background in emergency services. I had family members that worked in law enforcement, but he just, one day he thought, you know, I think you'd be great at this, come apply, and I did, and I fell in love then, so.
Been doing 8 years now, yeah. Right? Yeah. Johnny Duncan is sitting over in the corner quietly this morning, being well-behaved, and nodding approval or whatever, but Noah?
I mean, is there a need for more telecommunicators? I mean, or is it in high demand, or is you guys are got people beating down your doors to get into this job? I mean, I'm just curious how this, I mean, what environment that is. I mean, like, is there a need for more?
There's always a need. We are hiring. You know, we have people that come in that see this as, like, you know, a starting place, you know, that they want to be on patrol or somewhere else within the sheriff's office. So we do have people kind of moving in and moving out. But we are, you know, currently looking for people.
How do you train for, is there a course you can take, or is it like throw you in the fire?
We have about a 6-month training program.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we start out, you know, just kind of being oriented into the sheriff's office, learning all the different avenues. And then we kind of break it down into fire and EMS training, law training, 911 call taking.
Most of our training is hands-on training, and one of the neat things about our console is we have the ability to plug in the trainers at the same position as someone who is new, so they're not just put on their own and you know, expected to do it by themselves right off the bat.
Right.
They can sit with their trainers and see what's going on and have that safety there, you know, until they get more comfortable with how to do the job and all the aspects of it.
Well, it's amazing the amount of calmness that you guys, you're trained to diffuse a situation. I know you've run into dangerous situations before where people are in danger. So we want to thank you so much. Noah, we've got some certificates and some goodies over there for these folks. We got a certificate that proclaims you the hometown hero. It's suitable for framing, and there's some Hot Dog World certificates in there, too. Noah, tell us, as we've got about a minute left here.
Well, it's about a minute. I actually had an experience where a friend of mine got hurt hiking, and the cell coverage was so bad, but we got enough through where we could act, the person on the other end said, text us, and we did the entire 911 interaction over text, and that was out of the area here, but I was just curious if it was a nationwide thing or if it was just here. I mean, again, different areas have that capacity or not.
We actually do get a lot of calls like that, just being in this area with a lot of, you know, biking or hiking, that things people can do. And so we have some capabilities where we're able to make contact or get locations on folks.
Cell phones.
That are, yes.
But again, it never crossed my mind that you could text 911 in an emergency. It was amazing.
Thank you all so much for what you do to make our hometown a better place. We are so grateful for what you do, and just a small token of our appreciation. Join us next Friday again for Hometown Hero.
Absolutely. And again, for all your real estate needs, give us a call.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.